Peace and greetings, brothers and sisters. Shalom, shalom, shalom. How y'all doing out there, brothers and sisters? Welcome into another broadcast right here. Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely up in this house. How have y'all been doing out there, brothers and sisters? Y'all been doing okay? Y'all been doing fine? Oh, yes, I hope so indeed. Check this out. Check this out. I got a little message I just want to come back here and touch on. Something from the last episode that we got into. We was touching on a little subject matter, and I want to briefly get back into something on this. And I said that this was going to be, I wasn't going to touch back on this subject anymore, but I just had to, something occurred that made me say I got to go back into this one final time. Yes, this one final time that I have to touch on this. And this subject matter that Brother Justice and I was having, peace to you, Brother Justice out there, and that we was having something talking about smoking marijuana. Yeah, and let me say for the record, before I go any further, this here particular message is not going at anybody in particular. This is just a general conversation, something I want to share with y'all about what happened going into why I was saying what I was saying. So this is not targeted. This message is not targeted at no one in particular that maybe heard this message or whatever, you know, or there's somebody out there personally. But I just want to share something with y'all, man. Why, Brother Ariel, take the stance that I do against the smoking of marijuana, and I'm adamant about it. I'm not going to change my mind on it. I'm not, because I do see it as a problem with us in the black community, as we say, the African-American, whatever we want to call it. I see it as a problem. It's something I say, hell, this plague us in our community. So, you know, and everybody who want to do it, you can do what you want to do. Y'all know my stance. I ain't going to even say it in this one here, but y'all know my stance. You can do what you do, how you feel. If you feel it's something that's beneficial for you or whatever, hey, man, like they say in the church, I don't have a heaven or I don't have a hell to put you in. I don't. All my mission is just try to share information with people. If they share, I mean, if they accept it, they don't. And, you know, some people we know at certain times, we don't all grab things at the moment somebody tells us. It takes things, you know, to manifest in people's lives. I've been there. So I just want to, I'm just putting it out. And maybe years from now or whatever, somebody, it will see it. They will see it. So that's all my thing is my thing right now. I'm just sharing the information, sisters and brothers, how I see it and how I feel about it. Now, that's it. But anyway, the thing I was talking about smoking marijuana. Now, I was talking about how, you know, y'all know what happened on the last show. I was talking about the marijuana. And my brother Justice made a statement. And this is not going at my brother Justice either. But he made the statement that even with these jobs, maybe they need to lax, right? They need to lax a bag down on the whole stance about the marijuana policies that they have about hiring people in order to fill these positions. Because I was talking about hiring Memphis, how in Memphis that they had so many thousands of jobs that they couldn't fill because people couldn't basically pass the background check, not a criminal check, but a drug test. They couldn't pass the drug test. So there was thousands of jobs they were having problems filling here because of that. And my brother Justice said, you know, maybe these jobs, they're going to have to change some of their policies about these the drug policies so they can be able to fill these positions. And yeah, I was like, no, for safety issues. Well, and I'm going to stand on that. Me being a manager myself, I had been in the management myself, managed certain companies, and just I've had the same situations. I had to been in those positions where I had to, you know, you couldn't because safety issues. There's safety concerns. That's why these companies have this about people cannot be on drugs. And y'all may think that marijuana just ain't no, it's just a little harmless little drug. Well, I'm going to get into something about these days. But here's, I'm going to get into something personal here. just happened just the other day, right? A brother that worked, at a place, right? I just said, fuck it, on a job where I work, right? Now, this is what I just found out just yesterday, right? Now, all these brothers have to have CDL license. Now, I was even told, even when you, because I was asking even about this, about what if a person has CDL license, can they even get a medical marijuana card? Now, I was hearing from even supervisors and stuff like that, they was like, no, because I'm saying they don't know, or if I was looking some things up in some super, I was like, no, you can't have one. Because like I told y'all, even in Arkansas, they were saying, they passed a thing that they had legalized the marijuana over there, medical marijuana and all of this. But they said they gave you a choice that either you can get a gun permit or a medical marijuana card. You can't get both. You can't have a gun permit and a medical marijuana card. I wonder why. I wonder why you can't have both, huh? Could you try to protect yourself? Why, if that marijuana was so harmless, why won't they still allow you to have a gun permit along with your medical marijuana? Why not? Why not now? If the medical marijuana or marijuana itself don't affect you, why can't you have both? I need my gun to protect myself. Why you can't have both? But anyway, so incident happened. I found out yesterday that a brother just lost his job. Where I work at CDL license. Now, y'all remind, I'm telling you, these CDLs is not like a regular goddamn driver's license, y'all. These are what they call professional class. You got CDL, they hold you at a higher regard, and they tell them you're a professional. You're supposed to be professional, so they hold you at a higher standard when you have a CDL license than you do when any other driver that's out here. So anyway. So I heard there's one of my brothers has lost his job because he had an accident at work. They say he bagged into a car the other day, and they tried to make him take the drug test. And they said he took it the first test when he went took the test. They said something about the pH balance or something in the urine, the temperature wasn't right. So they said it might have been he might have tried to slip some synthetic piss or something in there. So when they had told him he had to go back and re-get retested, right? They said that he refused. So you know automatic refusal, right? You already know what that is. That's automatic termination. That's automatic termination. But it's gonna go on the record. I heard I don't have CDL license. But I've heard that they say once you automatically refuse it, that it's still gonna go on your license as you had a hot drug screen. Yeah, it's still gonna go on there. It's gonna go on your record. So every time you go apply for a job, within that they said a year, brother told me a year, when you go, it's gonna pop up as you had a hot drug screen, even though you didn't go get tested, but you refused it, it's gonna still show up. So. The brother messed up on that. But anyway, he said that he bagged into a car the other day. But I was also told that it was been said that he'd been bagging into a lot of different mailboxes and things of this nature several times. Now they might have let him got away with the mailboxes because it's not nothing. $100 a job can company going. Buy out in mailbox $100 and shit, and go out there and put it out there themselves. It's no harm, no foul, not too much. They don't mind $100. They let him got away with that. But when he bagged into that car, that was one other thing, because down there's been insurance, many insurance get involved. But it's the part of the history of why you can continue to keep having these accidents like this. It's your concentration, what is it, your focus, what's going on? So that's again. So I don't know what the thing is, why the brother didn't pass the test, but I'm just bringing this up because we was getting into this about these drugs, man, and this and marijuana. Now as we go, and I gotta find this article. Now I'm gonna tell y'all something they're trying to do in and damn, I gotta find it right here. There's a. From this situation. Damn, I can't find the article, man. that they're trying to do in DC. Have y'all heard this thing in DC, what they're trying to do? I say the wrong article. That they're trying to do in DC. Y'all heard this thing called joints for jabs. Y'all heard of that before? Called joints for jabs. Have y'all okay, let me get it out. Pull it out and read it to y'all, man. What they're trying to do. That's what I tell y'all, man. Brothers and sisters, y'all love to smoke, get high, and all of that bullshiggity like Snoop Dogg and all of that. All of, see, man, people can watch you. They can know. They know how to get you. Now, I'm going to tell you, my brother, when I was locked down once before, right? When I was locked down years ago and I first got into the knowledge, the brother was telling me, like, said, man, you know what? Man, it's easy in here, right? To do, well, somewhat to do the right thing because you're not going to have all them temptations in here like you're going to have on the street. That's when I first started, converted to Islam. He said, but when you get on the street, he said, now this is how you saying, man, Shaitan or Satan's gonna come to you with what he knows you like. If you like women, running out to women, that's what he's gonna come to you with. If you like alcohol, that's what he's gonna come to you with. Whatever device that you like, that's what he's gonna come to you with. So actually, again, so whatever this device that they know a lot about black people love to smoke damn weed. And that is one of the devices that I that now we might call the white man our enemy or whoever it is, they know they can get us with that device. Pass out joints, give their ass some blunts, give them all this marijuana. You can lace it with strychnine, you can put some of that Jim Jones stuff in it, and you can get all of their asses. You can kill all their asses off. You can slowly poison their system with marijuana. You can get them slowly poison them. With marijuana, they wouldn't know. They just know they smoking, they getting high, do what they doing, what they do. They won't even know you're slowly killing them. You may be slowly killing some cells in their body, their membranes or whatever in them, and you're messing their minds up, making them lose their memory and all of these things. Their body, different body function, motor skills. They don't know. All the thing they know, they smoking, they puff, puff, give. Puff, puff, pass, Smokey. That's all they know. We can be killing they ass softly. But anyway, there's an article here. You can look it up, sisters and brothers. It's New York Post, but there's plenty been out. January the 18th, this article here of 2021. How to get a free bag of marijuana with the COVID-19 vaccine. How to get a free bag of marijuana with the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, before I get into this, y'all know they've been talking about how, now this don't say anything really about targeting so-called the African American community or the black community, but y'all know that they talk about how so-called black people in America are skeptical about getting taking the vaccine, the coronavirus vaccine. Yeah, we kind of on the borderline. We ain't getting it. Or I don't really know. I'm really not trusting, and I'm not really too sure about getting this vaccine. So hey, I tell y'all what, I know one way to get them to get this damn vaccine. What is that, Doc? I tell you what, let's get a ass some marijuana. Let's tell them we'll give them some weed. Wow, that's a magnificent idea. I know we can get a couple of thousand or probably more if we get a ass some marijuana. You're surely right. I think that will work. So here in Washington, D.C., here's what it says. New York Times. Cannabis activist groups in D.C. marijuana justice plan to offer weed gift bags to those who get the COVID-19 vaccine in the nation's capital, the organization had announced. We're looking at ways to safely celebrate the end of the pandemic, and we know nothing brings people together like cannabis, wrote the founder of the a co-founder of the DC Marijuana Justice Department. But let me see here. Jump find some more. The group planned to hand out free ganja bags at a Washington, D.C. vaccine site, both to commemorate what is hopeful to bring the end of the coronavirus pandemic as an active advocacy for both reefer and getting the vaccine. But anyway, in a nutshell, y'all, what they're doing is trying to entice the people who's really on that borderline. I don't know about getting that vaccine. So maybe we offer you, like I said, we offer you some marijuana. We offer them a little dopey dope. You know what I'm saying? Free bags of marijuana. The weed smoker, as a weed smoker, shit, who wouldn't want you? Shit, who won't want a free bag of weed, huh? Who wouldn't want him a joint? A free, you give me a free joint? Ah, damn. Okay, so this is the way. Listen here. If you want this weed, just let us give you this vaccine, man. Let's go ahead and just take this lid here. This is the. Is it real? I guess it ain't free then. I guess it ain't free because you gotta take this damn shot, and then we'll give it to you. Okay, I guess that's how they work. Yeah, so it ain't free. It's a swap out. What they say, even swap, no swindle. Yeah, that's what this was right here. But I don't want it because I don't smoke weed, so they still ain't got me. But anyway, this is one thing they're doing. So how many of y'all, how many of the brothers, how many weed smokers out there in the DC area, how many of y'all think they're gonna go for this? How many of them y'all think gonna be in line to get this COVID-19 or that, yeah, the COVID-19 vaccine? How many of you think the weed smokers are gonna go out there and line up to get the vaccine, huh? Because it is to get that. Huh? They're gonna get that joint. But anyway. So that's one of the things that they say they can watch you, man. See, this is one thing because they say it didn't say it was targeted for the African American community. But y'all know, you know, anyway. There's another article here I have talking about the effects of marijuana. Because now going back to my brother that lost his job. Now, it used to be, y'all remember they used to say about the thing about smoking marijuana, right? Right, why you shouldn't. Y'all remember say it used to mess up your membranes? I remember hearing that when I was young. Weed, smoking marijuana mess up your membrane. It give you memory loss and things of that nature. Now I got an uncle been smoking his ass off since I know, since I've been in my senior dot age. I'm seeing single dots or single digits age, 7 and on up, man, been smoking. And hell, I'm 50 years old now, so he's been smoking a mighty long time. And I can tell y'all, you know, you hear some of the brothers, man, weed smokers. You can tell some of them, you can tell because they when they talk, it takes sometimes some of it takes them a mighty long goddamn time to get their words out. Yeah, they ain't gonna lie, it takes them a mighty long time to articulate what they want to say. It's the words, it just slurred, it just goddamn, they slow with their thought process. I'm not trying to beat up on nobody, I'm just trying to show y'all, man, the effects of this shit. You really want to talk about chemical warfare? You want to talk about chemical warfare? But anyway, this here from Very Well Mind. It's just one site. There's plenty more out here. The negative health effects of marijuana. The negative health effects of marijuana. Now, is it talk the table of contents? It talk about although legalization activists and many marijuana users believe smoking pot has no negative effects, scientific research indicate that marijuana use can cause many different health problems. Let me say it again. Scientific research indicate that marijuana can cause many different health problems. And let me stop right there for 1 second. Y'all remember now, because wait a minute, y'all got to think about this. Think about this. Think about this. Think about this. Now, why was it always in times past outlawed? It was basically outlawed. Even now, y'all go back to Woodstock. Now, they were smoking like a mother sucker. But why was it, you know, illegal at one time? Now y'all maybe say they couldn't tax it. That's why they legalized it, because they couldn't tax it, man. That's why. Well, hell, they found the way to do it now. They could. You mean the people back then weren't smart enough to do what they're doing now with all of these innovations and things that they had? Just simple as taxing marijuana, they couldn't do it, but they could tax everything else. They found the way to do this and found the way to do that, but they couldn't find a way to tax marijuana. Come on now, come on now. We know the devil is real clever. You know, come on now. There was a reason, certain reasons why, because of certain benefits. Now, and y'all got to be, y'all ought to think about it and be skeptical. Because you're saying now, what is it called? FDA. Because they're behind this too. And I think there's an article that I get to read this. The FDA, y'all say, well, they're coming out and they are approving this. They are approving this cannabis and this medical marijuana to be legal now to come out and people can do it. Now, Justice brought this out. My brother Justice brought this out as we was talking about it, mentioned about it. He said, and he's not the only one. Well, the reason they're trying to do something about it because more white people are getting dicked on the opioids and the opioid. Y'all remember the opioid epidemic? And now this fentanyl thing. So they got to do something now. But wait a minute. Let's even with that, let's think about this. Even the opioid, right? Who even approved the opioids, like, what was it, Percocets and lower tabs? Who was it that approved those to be marketed and distributed to the public? Was it not the FDA? Was it not the same people who's approving medical marijuana and said, okay, it's okay to be distributed for medical use? Is it not the same people? And now when they legalize it or they approve the Percocet, the lower tabs, all of these things with opium in it, or the opioids, right? Opioids. I don't know what the hell I just said at first, but opioids, the same people. Now, they might have knew, these scientists know the long-term effects, but they're not going to tell you. Just like with this medical marijuana thing. They know the long-term effects, but they're not going to tell you. They're going to tell you, oh, it's okay. Just go ahead and do it. Or maybe they don't even know. Just like they're doing with these coronavirus vaccines. What they're doing with the coronavirus vaccines. Where they're not properly, it hadn't been properly put through the whole test. And until people started taking it, they pushed it out there. And people started taking it. And then they started having this Bell palsy and all of this other stuff that started happening to them. Because they don't really know how it would affect people with diabetes. They don't really know how it would affect people with high blood pressure. They don't really know until they just throw it out there and wait till people start having these what they call side effects and all of this stuff. It's like, oh shit, okay, well, we can't distribute to these people because they got allergies. We can't, oh god damn. We didn't know it was gonna do this because y'all didn't really fully know until this stuff started happening and hurting people. So once again, what would be the long-term effects when people use this marijuana, as y'all say, cannabis, for a long period of time? What will happen to them? What will happen to them? Just like the opioid, because it was out a long time. Percocet's lower tabs were out for a mighty long time. Now y'all see what's happening, and now y'all see how some of those manufacturing companies that was manufacturing and distributing those Percocets and lower tabs and these opioids, y'all see how they are getting sued because of this. So y'all think about it. Just think about it. Go ahead and smoke. Watch what's going to happen with this marijuana thing after a while. Watch it many years from now, probably many years from now. Watch what they're going to start saying about the marijuana, how it's been harmful, and it's just messing up so many people, like the opioid. Just watch. That's all I'm going to say. Just watch. Like the people, like the elders, you just say, just keep on living. But let's jump back into this article right fast. It says, marijuana is one of the most commonly used drugs in the United States. When smoked, it begins to affect users almost immediately and can last for 1 to 3 hours. When it is eaten in food, such as baked and brownies and cookies, the effect takes longer to begin, but usually lasts longer. Now, that was Justin was talking about the other day, and they put it in the brownies and things of this nature, and cookies, make it out of edibles. So, but if you smoke it, it said take one. No, it can last. It hits you immediately. That's why brothers like to smoke it. It hits you immediately and it lasts 1 to 3 hours. Let's see here. Let's get into some effects. Now, the short-term effects. The short-term effects effects of marijuana include difficult thinking and problem solving. Y'all heard that? Difficulties of thinking and problem solving, distorted perception, sight, sound, time and touch. Now, let me get into that right there. Now, I don't know what's the situation, right? With the brother that I said had the accident and the other day, and they said it kept on having accident. Now, this is why I tell y'all, man, this is why the jobs, I would say on jobs, they do not want you to be on the under the influence of nothing. If you're riding a forklift, if you're riding a forklift or whatever you're doing, you have, especially driving, you have to be able to, especially think. You got to be able to think because you're driving cars, trucks. You don't have to be, man, sharp, man, because somebody jump in front of you. Now, I've been, these trucks with a lot of weight. People would jump in front. They don't respect these trucks. So you got to be able to be thinking, man, which is thinking fast, always watching and paying attention to your mirrors. You can't be distracted at all. So under this, is it even saying here, you have distorted perception, your sight, your sound, your time and touch. But we're going to deal with time here, timing. You might have slow reaction to something. You see somebody get ready to jump in front of you in a car, and you're in a truck. Somebody get ready to jump in front of you. Your timing might be a little slow because of the effects of the marijuana. You might think you're fine, even though, like Justin was talking about, you might have smoked it last night, but it's still in your system, so it still is having effect on your body, and maybe even on your mindset. Even though you used it last night, that's why I say it stays in your system for even a month, even after you smoked it, even though you smoked the joint, a couple of weeks ago, but it lasts in your system for a while. It has to get out of there. One of it is it says increased heart rate, loss of your correspondence. And it says problems with memory and learning. Problems with memory and learning. Now, these are supposed to be short-term effects. Difficulties of thinking and problem solving. Huh? That's why a lot of people can't get out of certain situations, can't think their way out of shit because maybe they, hey, I don't know. I'm just throwing something out here. But these are one of the things on a job, and not just jobs, y'all think about it. They just in life, man, we got to be sharp. We got to be on our game. We talk about so-called somebody being our enemy. Just say if we got into a situation of war, just talk about y'all talk about all this race war and stuff that break out, brothers and sisters. If they have all of our people so drugged out and been smoking, man, we can't think under pressure. We can't, you, a warrior have to be able to think. He have to be able to think. He have to be able to know how to maneuver out of a situation. At any particular moment, you have to think fast. Some shit might not be in the playbook, might not be in the handbook. You might not have been trained how to do this. You got to think your way out of the damn. Okay, what do I need to do? What do I need to do? They didn't train us just about this. Okay, I know what I know. Let's do this. Let's do this. If you cannot properly think straight, you're gonna get your ass knocked. You're gonna get hurt. You're gonna get hurt, or you're gonna hurt gets, or you're gonna get someone else hurt. So even in a moment we're talking about as us as a people, we need to be able to think properly, man. Even to get out of our situation, and we talk about this freedom thing that we always talking about. Hell, we need to be able to have our mind straight so we can think. And even going back to something, and I get back into some of these articles right here, talk about the brain side effects. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, Oh yeah, I'm gonna use the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that I come to clean you up. He come to clean you up. How, what, I mean, in what way did he come to clean you up? Not just by giving you knowledge of who you are. Say you are the original black man and woman of the planet Earth. That ain't, that's, that, that's be some feel good teaching. Yes. That's, I don't know how that really, I mean, but it may have the effect to clean you up and say, well, shit, I'm the original man on the planet Earth. That may have an effect like, well, I know I'm this man. I can't be out here acting no damn fool. That may be one way. But as well, y'all see how the nation says you're not supposed to be out here, a drunkard, You're not to be out here as a drug user and things of this nature. You're not supposed to be there. A lot of organizations, like, I know some Israelite camps, some Hebrew camps, whatnot. They don't, they teach you against that. I know, like, one thing, ISUPK, now, whether a person in there, they sneak and do it, that's on the individual. But certain things that if you inside of these organizations, you're inside of these groups, you are prohibited from doing these type of things. You are prohibited from doing these type of things, just having these behaviors. I even know one that we was in when I was in the black militia, one part of my handbook, we was talking about like hell, like that being drunk on your post. If you on post somewhere, your ass is not supposed to be under the influence of nothing. Because number one, we were like a military, supposed to be like a military unit. You better not be out there drunk or under the influence. I don't give a damn if it was marijuana, fentanyl, or whatever all. You can't do that. Really just to in that in regard just for just to not indulge in drugs anyway, not indulge in the drug behavior anyway. And I tell y'all, man, if it was a company called Culture Freedom, whatnot, for real, that would be one of my rules. That would be one of the rules of my company as well. What I'm doing. You wouldn't be able to work for me. You wouldn't be able to work for Brother Sunray 9 or Brother Aria if you did that with Culture Freedom. No, that would be one of my rules. Because I need you to be able to think. I need you to be able to operate and function properly. I'm just laying it out. I'm just laying it out. No, if my company, if I start a company, that's going to be one of my goddamn rules as well. Like it or not. Okay, let me get back to the article. Sometimes marijuana use can also produce anxiety, fear, and distrust and panic. Let's get into the brain right here. The brain. Okay, let me see. Let me get down here to something right fast. But trying to see y'all. Okay, one of the things is a high dose. Talk about this pH balance. Y'all, I mean, not that pH balance. My bad, y'all. Damn. It's THC, THC. One of the things they talk about is THC. It says a high dose of marijuana are used. Users can experience the following psychiatric symptoms: delusion, disorientation, hallucination. Damn, disorientation from smoking marijuana, the use of marijuana. Marijuana negative effects on the heart. Within a few minutes after smoking marijuana, the hearts begin to beating more rapidly and the blood pressure can rise. According to a review published in 2017, marijuana users risk a heart attack increase after smoking marijuana. Damn, ain't know that. Compared to the general risk of a heart attack when not smoking. Damn, impact, marijuana impact on the bones health. I ain't know all that either, y'all. Research published in 2017 find that people who smoke large amounts of marijuana on a regular basis can reduce bone density, which can increase the risk of bone fractures. Wait a minute. Got to be more careful. Y'all see this shit? Let me say that again, y'all. In 2017, researchers find that people who smoke a large amount of marijuana on a regular basis have reduced bone density. They have reduced bone densities, which can increase the risk of bone fractures. Now, these are supposed to be research, y'all. So the same researchers who tell you, on the one hand, this is good for what you call it, y'all? I can't say this word right. Municipal, but y'all know the damn word. Medical, yes sir. Y'all know the word. Y'all know the word. Fill in the blanks for me, y'all. Medical purposes for y'all, right? Right? There's always someone else who's researching. There's always a positive and a negative. Yes, there's a positive. And yes, there's always going to be a negative. I tell you, man, to every fact, there is a side effect. But our thing here is that we don't want the side effects to outweigh the positive effects. We don't want the negative effects to outweigh the positive effects. Either should be a balance, or we really want more of a positive. We want more of the positive effects than the negative. If we have more of the negative than the positive, that's something we don't need. That's something we don't need. Y'all see here some of those commercials that be coming on television. And when they talk about it on the television, it might be something for your heart, you know, diabetes or something. Now, you have diabetes, but they will name damn near 100 damn things that it will cause problems with. We have 100 things. You got one major problem, but it's going to cause 100 other problems. So that's probably 100 other pills that you got to take. That's going to stop, you know, the other 100 problems that's been caused by one pill that you took that's supposed to just only been trying to help regulate your diabetes, your glucose level. But now you got all this other stuff going on. You're trying to regulate your glucose level. But hell, now you got problems because you're taking this medication. It's running your blood pressure up. It's messing your kidneys up. Hell is doing this, is doing that. So you got 30 or 40 other pills you got to take because there's one other pill that's messing up something else. That's something we don't need, Dan. That's something that we just don't need. And now we talk about as well, let me get into something here again. Now we're talking about food, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad again, I have to mention him again. He talked about how to eat to live, how to eat to live. He didn't say nothing about how to smoke to live. He didn't. No. I haven't totally read the whole book, one or two. But I know damn well I didn't see nothing in there about how to smoke to live. Did he write a book say how to smoke to live, y'all, that we don't know about? Maybe it wasn't published. He didn't get a chance to publish it before 1975. He said how to eat to live. If food, is the thing that is the benefit of our life, eating, what we intake of what we eat is the beneficiary of our lives. Why are we not eating, changing our diet to help regulate certain things? Because they say a lot of things is what you eat can cause these diseases, or they call disease, but it's actually, y'all look at the word, a disease in your body. A disease that put our body at a disease by certain things that we eat. We know, like we talk about eating this swine, eating this old pokey poke, right? We can have hypertension to give us blood pressure and some things because of eating the swine's flesh. So we know we don't want to eat the pig now because we don't want no high blood pressure. We can eat certain things that give us high cholesterol. We need to eat the type of things that won't give us high cholesterol. We need to bag away from those type of things, right? We need to bag away from, like, you know, like citric acid. Like, I know a lot of times I have a lot of things. I have a lot of problems with, you know, acid reflux. So I need to find a diet, get myself on a diet where I won't have all of these acidic acids and stuff like that that affect me, you know, for with the acid. So if I had to change my diet, I don't need to find nothing to smoke, because they don't say nothing about smoky smoke, because the effects that I have is from what I eat. So I need to change what I eat so I won't have these effects. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad even talked about how to eat to live, not how to smoke to live, y'all. Let me get that again. That's what I'm saying. Okay, here we go. Smoking, how marijuana affects the lungs. Right. And I wouldn't intend to be here this long. Just trying to make this point because it's my last time ever getting into any conversation about marijuana. Because I tell y'all, man, talking about this marijuana amongst my people. Not my people. Y'all ain't my people. I don't own y'all, but I'm just saying the people that I guess I'm supposed to look like or whatever. Black people or African Americans, whatever, Israelite people, whatever. That is a touchy subject when it deal with that, man. That is a you want to start an argument with someone, talk about that motherfucking marijuana. I ain't gonna lie, talk about marijuana. You would have a better conversation. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful for the nobody. But you can talk to a freaking crackhead, and they would not get they would not get offended with you as a weed smoker would get offended with you. I'm being goddamn honest. A lot of people say the same thing. A crackhead, you can talk to a crackhead about smoking crack, and they would not be offended like a marijuana person would smoke marijuana would get offended with you about telling them about smoking marijuana. So that's a touchy-feely subject matter when you talk to my people about smoking marijuana. So I'm just going to leave that subject alone. Chief Rabbi David Israel and I, we have had several conversations about it. We talked about it. I'm just going to leave it alone. I'm just going to leave it alone. It's been on the table. I did it. I did my job. I talked about it, and now I'm going to leave it alone. And because, like I said, it's constantly happening. Like I said, brothers and sisters are constantly losing they're not able to have a livelihood to be able to take care of their family. Like my brother there that has lost his job now and has a CDL. Now, it's just not like the average person. He has a CDL. That's his money. That's his money. That even affect his, that's his regular goddamn license as well. That's his money. So now his money has been affected. His livelihood now, he could probably go find something else. That probably stopping the brother from finally finding something. But when you get them CDL, that's your goddamn money, man. So now that's going to be on his record. The way he go, it's going to pull up. So what do y'all, you care about your children, your wives or whatever your wife, your home, because you would rather go out here and smoke this shit and then something happened and you have an accident or whatever. You might not intend on having an accident, but that's why they call it an accident. It's not a purpose dent. It's an accident. It is something that was not meant to happen, but, you know, shit happens. It happened. It was an accident. And when it happened, you're like, damn. What you start thinking? Oh, god damn. They finna drug. I gotta take this goddamn drug test. Oh, shit. Now you're worried. Now you're worried about, I hope I fucking pass this test. Oh, man. Me, I can piss in a cup all goddamn day long. And excuse me, y'all. You know, I can piss in a goddamn... I don't have to worry about that shit. If I have an accident, that's the least thing I'm worried about. I might be worried about getting my goddamn... If I get my leg hurt, if I got to get it cut off or something. But getting a goddamn drug test, that's the least thing I'm worried. Piss in a cup all day long. I ain't got no problem. Got no problem with that. That's one thing, brother. I ain't got to worry about. Smoking marijuana. Oh shit! No, let me interrupt y'all. Smoking marijuana can cause burning and stinging of the mouth and throat, and it can cause heavy coughing. Damn. Yeah, I remember. But you know what, brother? Be smoking, man. Hit that woolly. That's some good shit. Yeah, boy, that's some good ass shit. Be coughing like a mother. Now they think when you're coughing, now that's some good shit. When you get to coughing. Yeah, they think y'all don't see that shit. Man, pay me that shit, dog. That's some fire ass shit there. Give me that goddamn weed, boy. That's the good shit there, but god damn, boy. Where you get this shit from? That's that good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Y'all know what I'm talking about, man. Okay, after a review published in 2019, scientists found that regular marijuana smokers can experience many of the same respiratory problems such as tobacco smokers do. Oh, including daily cough, increased risk of lung infections, many frequent acute chest infections. Marijuana smokers consume a lot less cannabis than cigarette smokers consume tobacco. However, the harmful effect of smoking marijuana could not be ignored. Marijuana contains a small amount of, got to be more careful, y'all. I can pronounce all these goddamn words. Hypo, well, there's another word. It's a hydro carbon, but shit, I can't. As tobacco smoke. That's another word, y'all, in here. I can't pronounce these big ass, like these big ass Jesse Jackson words that they say, some of these technical words. But I heard of something on the radio the other day, how they were saying that. I'm just getting to this article. It was on the radio. A sister was having about 2 weeks ago now, maybe, and she was saying there was a new research that came out and said, "Well, you think that smoking marijuana doesn't cause cancer?" Or I think they were talking about cancer. And I tried to find the article right before this. I couldn't find it. Like what I was looking, what they were saying, but it was something to the degree, y'all. Y'all might have to research it. That you think just because you smoke marijuana, you're not getting the harmful chemicals or harmful. I think they were saying something about cancer, like you think because cigarettes. They say you're wrong. They were saying it's even more. Research was finding out it's even more. And what I was, and a brother we was talking, and I was trying to tell him about that thing. Like, you think about it, man. Think about it, bro. He said, you think about it. Like, when you smoke cigarettes, not you. But when they're smoking cigarettes come with a filter. So it's somewhat filtered and catch some of the nicotine. But when you're smoking marijuana, especially they blunt up. Now, y'all know brother ain't just smoking no motherfucker. They ain't got no tops. They ain't smoking with tops no more. Y'all remember the more top papers and shit like that? They ain't just rolling up with top paper like the regular old joints. Now everybody blunt up. They got all these cigarillos and all this, cigar papers and shit, right? They getting all of the nicotine when they rolling the weed up in those cigarillos and everything now. You getting all of it. Ain't no filter. There's no filter to that, like the cigarette. So you really getting a high dosage now with that. And that's one thing they was kind of getting into. But like I said, man, the risk, everybody, if you have the right, you are individual, that's your right. This is America, right? This is America, right? Like Danny Glover, what's the brother name? This is America. For right now, you somewhat still have your right. This is America. You can do what you want to do. You can smoke. You can do whatever you like. What is that? You can do whatever you like. T.I. said, hey, you can do it, but there's also consequences behind a lot of stuff. That's the thing about doing whatever you like and doing whatever you feel is dandy. There's a lot of some things are consequences behind doing whatever you like. If you feel it's okay and you feel it's beneficial to you, hey, do it. Don't let Brother Ariya come over here and tell y'all shit that ain't that. I look, like I said, I don't have a heaven or a hell or nothing to put y'all in. I'm not your creator. I'm not your maker. I'm not your judge. I'm not here to judge. All I am here to do, as a brother's supposed to do, relay information, and if it's to try to save some lives, put some information out there to some brothers and sisters, much as I can. That's it. But y'all got to pay attention to the trick of the adversary. Now, I ain't gonna say devil, but I would say the adversary. If 1 minute they telling you it's illegal to do something, and now for all them years it's been illegal, but now all of a sudden he says it's okay. The same way they had told y'all, the same way they had. Well, homosexuality and everything was frowned down on. And now, and y'all pay attention. Look how they unleashing all of this primarily at the same time. Huh? Because the beast know his time is at hand. So the beast is unleashing all of his tricks and his devices and being deceptive at a major way like he never have before. Y'all pay attention. He's unleashing everything. Like I said, that's why I was talking about it. I think it was Oregon, one of them states, they decriminalizing, as I was talking about that, and how we even got on this subject matter on the last show, how they are decriminalizing fentanyl. They're decriminalizing heroin, and y'all already know the marijuana. all of these hard drugs, they decriminal the what you call it, decriminalizing. Now, well, the justice brought it up about because it's happening to white folks and trying to save white folks from going in jail. That ain't even a fucking case. And excuse my French, y'all. That's beyond the goddamn point. See, I know we're trying to make it a black and white issue because y'all understand it's gonna affect black people the same way. If white folks doing it, black folks gonna do it too. Well, despite whether they did anything about it, because black folk was smoking crack. I tell y'all what, just because they this is what it gets on my goddamn nerve. Just because they released crack into the black community, don't mean you had to smoke the motherfucking crack. That shit, we gotta stop that shit. Where the white man put it in the community, it's the white man. Look, you listen. Your mama told y'all. Y'all forgot all y'all home training that mama told y'all. Listen, you don't do what everybody else do. If they jump off the bridge, you gonna jump off the goddamn bridge too, huh? If the white man bring a truckload, like I told y'all before, if he came in your neighborhood and dropped off 4 truckloads of marijuana, cocaine, and whatever else in your neighborhood, he dropped it off, y'all, and told y'all what was in the truck. That mean, are y'all supposed to go out there and just go get it just because he dropped it off, going inside, unloading the trucks, and pass out all of those harmful drugs in the community? I tell y'all, well, let him drop the vaccine off in y'all goddamn community then. And just go ahead and go on, get the goddamn vaccine, and y'all start sticking yourself in the arm and injecting yourself with the goddamn vaccine. Since he dropped it off in the neighborhood, he put it in your neighborhood, go on, use that too then. That's the white man giving it to you. If you're going to make that excuse about marijuana, the cocaine, and the goddamn crack epidemic, and all of these things y'all talk about that the white man have done, go on, let him drop that goddamn white man. I tell y'all what, drop that vaccine off. I'm finna help y'all out, white people. Drop that shit off in the black community. They going to go ahead and use it anyway because you dropped it off. And don't make no motherfucking excuses, black folks. Because you the went out there deliberately on your own and went in the back of them trucks and you got it and you shot yourself up with it. You didn't forget. You don't remember what mama said. Now, just because you seen another damn fool going there and do it, you've been a damn fool and did what he did. See, you make fucking excuses where it shouldn't be none. So just because the white man or whoever put it out there, don't mean you have to use it. There's a lot of devices that's out here in the world and now our society that Brother Ariyah won't do because, Brother, what? You know what? Why? Because Brother Ariyah know better now. Brother Ariyah know better. There's a lot of devices. I got a lot of chemicals in my cabinets that come with warning labels. This is poison. They taught y'all in school. Y'all remember Mr. Yuck in school? Y'all remember Mr. Yuck? How many of y'all old enough to remember Mr. Yuck in school? Mr. Yuck taught. They taught us in school about what is poison, what to look for. So you won't be drinking poison and things of this nature. So y'all mean to tell me we learn this in elementary school and then when we get grown, we don't understand what is poison. We forget what is poison, but we learned it as a child. We learned it as a youth. But now we're grown, we forgot what poison is. Huh? We forgot it. And Mr. Yuck was green for this marijuana. It's green. But that's another subject, y'all. But we forget what poison is. We forget the warning labels. We drank it because somebody else drank it. If another fool, people be snorting, huffing spray paint. Y'all heard us say it? Y'all heard of huffing, right? Huffing and sniffing spray paint and other aerosol. Are we black people supposed to get out here and snort and inhale aerosols too? Huh? Y'all laugh when, well, people were making, getting on Donald Trump when he was talking about, what's that damn thing? He was talking about ingesting some goddamn Clorox or whatever he said. You got some fools that do it anyways, probably doing it. So if they doing it, if the white folks put the drugs in our community again, we know if it's, we didn't put it there. We know it's harmful. We might not know that first, but when we seen the effects of hundreds of our brothers and sisters, what it's doing to them, why are we still doing it? Why are we still doing it? Why did it last so long when we saw the effects? We ain't that goddamn slow as a people. Slavery didn't fuck us up that bad that we can't recognize when something is wrong. Huh? Slavery didn't mess us up that damn bad. We didn't know that the crack was bad for us when you saw how it affected someone else in your community. You didn't have enough goddamn sense to say, I ain't smoking no motherfucking crack. No, you tried it too. You tried it because number one, like I said, people say, well, they were weak. That's why it affected them to the magnitude that it did. They was weak. They couldn't handle it. I can smoke it. It ain't gonna mess me up. And next time we see you, all your hair don't fall out. You probably was 200 pounds. Shit, now you 94 pounds and shit. You know what I'm saying? You're crazy as hell. You look crazy as hell. Like, damn, dog, what happened to you? You didn't heed the warning, like Ace Clan said. Heed the words of my brother. So, just like everything else, like the Oprah, the FDA approved Oprah, they approving marijuana. Like the federal government, at one particular time, all of this would be seeing with the homosexual community and things, it was under, what they say, undercover. Now the blues song says, everything's out in the open. Yes, everything's out in the open. And they saying it's okay now. They are proving it. So just because they approve it and say it's okay, we now trust in it. We now got to run to it and gravitate it. If they told us today, it's okay to drink Clorox, y'all. It's okay to drink some Mr. Clean. If it clean your floors, it'll clean your inside, y'all. Like, that's what I was trying to say. Y'all laughed at Donald Trump when he said that shit. And, you know, he was being just messing around. Y'all been a damn fool. You tried it. It would have been known on anybody else. Y'all have been a damn fool if you tried it. But if they told y'all, FDA and shit told y'all to do it when they had it as a warning label, it was poisoning if you didn't take this at first. Now they're telling y'all the same thing about some of your favorite drug, marijuana. Okay, it's okay, y'all. Let's go. It's okay. Now you're running to it. You're flocking it to it. Well, go ahead and, go and drink you some goddamn Mr. Clean. Go and drink you some Mr. Clean. Go and snort you some goddamn Ajax. Some Comet, like cocaine. I'm not telling y'all to do that shit now. But if because it's a pause. I'm just trying to show you how. When they told you one time it was bad, it was illegal, it was outlawed. And I tell y'all too, my brother was even saying that, telling me the other day. And I've heard a sister say this, even in California. I don't live in California. None of that shit. Well, even in Memphis now, it's not legalized to do have marijuana. But there's certain jobs that you can even get, even if you got a medical marijuana card. So why is it still, even though it's legal in certain states, supposed to be legal? Why is it though, as Justin was saying, they need to relax. The companies need to relax that thing about it. But why is it though, even though the state has legalized it, why is it that certain jobs still though say that you can't get hired on this job with this medical marijuana card? Why is it? Why? If it don't bother you, why is it that you're limited with certain jobs that you can have? Now, if it's so harmful, I mean, it's non-harmful, as you say, because there's safety concern, because there's certain things that you would not be able, you can't function in certain ways that you need to be able to function. You won't have certain motor skills that you need because you use this certain drug. That's why they tell y'all, they got certain drugs. I got to hurry up, get out of here. There's certain drugs you can take, right? That the doctor may give you. They said, do not take this particular drug if you got to drive, because it would make, don't take this if you got to drive, because it may cause drowsiness, it may cause this, it may cause that, huh? Y'all have some medicine like that, brother? Already y'all have. You might not want to take this and drive. You might not want to take this if you got to operate heavy machinery. They give you that because you would not be able to function right He might drag your hair, your lips fold off a little bit. I'm gonna tell y'all, I took a Tylenol one day. I was at work. I was feeling kind of a little bad, muscle aches and stuff. So I took a Tylenol, right? And when I took the Tylenol, man, that had me feeling. When I first took it, man, it hit me instantly. Not instantly, but within minutes, I started feeling a little dizzy. I started feeling a little lightheaded, and I felt off a little bit because it's that it's a thing. It's something in there with Tylenols. I can't think the name of the damn thing. Begin with an A, y'all. I can't think of the name of it. But it's something in there that always affects me. I think it's in the ibuprofen as well. When I do take it, it kind of messed me up. And it had me all throwed off for a minute. And it do that. When I take it, it had me, man, just throwed off. Man, I be feeling like I'm about to pass the hell out. I was still trying to work because I was working. I was still trying to work. But man, I was feeling dizzy and kind of like feeling like lightheaded, and man, I was feeling terrible. And it lasted me for like 10 minutes, for at least like 10 minutes. I was feeling terrible, but I'm still trying to dump garbage cans, and man, it felt like I was just finna fall the fuck out. Excuse my French. So, but I kind of did it, but I had to stop it for a second. Told him to drive, said, hold up, bro. I got to give me some. And I had to come and keep drinking the water to go on, flush it through. The more I drink the water, it's going to hurt, get out of my system and go on, get in there. I had to keep drinking the water to go on, get it through. But it was, man, it had to be throwed off. So that's what I'm saying to y'all, tell y'all. When y'all get on some of these things, it would F you up and you would not be able to function properly. So maybe my brother, I don't know, y'all. I ain't trying to beat up on my brother. I don't know what the situation was. That's why they tell y'all you can't do it. Maybe you'll be able to function. You can think, you can just stay focused. You won't be bagging into shit. You won't be tanned up shit. And luckily, didn't nobody get ran over and get hurt. That's why you can't not function. You cannot. They don't want you using certain drugs and shit on jobs. Because safety issues. Safety issues. You fuck around and kill somebody, family member, because you've been on the influence of drugs. They don't want to hear that shit that you felt like you just, you know, kicked it the other night and got, you know, were trying to kick it with your homeboys or homegirls and you were smoking, just having you a good time. And you came to work the next day and you couldn't function right. You was kind of, you know, throwed off your thinking, your motor skills, your, you know, acting in a fast motion. You wasn't bad, your timing was off. You killed a family member. The family member's gone because of the shit that you done. The shit that you was under influence of. They don't want to hear that shit. You was trying to have a good time. Family, don't let the adversary keep fooling you with this bullshit. You'll never win a fucking, you won't win this battle under the influence, under these chemicals. We have now become more dependent on these chemicals. On these chemicals are harming us. They're damaging us. They know how to get us. They know how to destroy us. It ain't just chemicals spraying in the air over your goddamn head. Chemtrails that ain't fucking you up. They're lacing shit in your marijuana. You're not growing that shit, so you don't know what the hell is in there. You're not growing that shit. You don't know what's in it. You say he's the devil, but then now you trust him with your fucking greenery because you want to smoke it. You want to use this shit, but you don't even know what's in it. It's just like, it's really still like us eating the vegetables and things we don't know what's in that shit. But you say it's good, it's doing this. He could be slowly killing your ass. Like that movie, what's that, Misery, where she was slowly poisoning, killing dude ass. And we may be wondering why the homicide rates are so high in our community. Why is it so high in our community? Maybe it's something that we are ingesting, we are taking, we're smoking, we're doing, that's making us think a certain way, that is making us act a certain way. So a man thinketh, now that's Paul, y'all, in the New Testament. So a man thinketh, so is he. Something is having our people, a affecting our people's mind that we are acting in such a manner where we're killing each other in such a manner as we are? What is happening to our thinking? Are we thinking at all? That's the goddamn thing I really want to know. Are we thinking at all? Or is it something that's affecting our thinking process because of what we're smoking or something that we're eating or something that we're drinking? And I tell y'all, man, even with Jessica was talking about, even something that we're listening to. And I throw both of them in together because I told y'all, I would love to have this done. I would love, wish they would do this some kind of way. Every person, when a person go to jail for a murder, especially African, so-called black person, African-American, whatever, melanated brother, when he go to jail, I really would like to know, every time Brother Jeff go to jail for some kind of robbery or murder or something like they advocate in these goddamn rap songs, right? I want them to be able to ask, in the last 24 hours, what type of music were you listening to? In the last 24 hours, were you under the influence of any drugs or alcohol? Well, really drugs, most definitely. Really drugs. Fuck the alcohol. Drugs. In the last 24 hours, those two things, major. Basically, those two things. What type of music were you listening to in the last 24 hours? Primarily before your ass did the crime. But I give them 24 hours. And what kind of drugs, or were you under the influence of any kind of drugs, or you take any kind of drugs within 24 hours, or in 24 hours? And you might say, well, when the last time that you know, what kind of drug did you take, and how long ago was it? Or what was you listening to right before this crime? Man, well, I was listening to me some, so-and-so. I was on my way to the crime. You know, some criminals, they're going to tell it all anyway. Yeah, I was listening to some so-and-so, on my way, you know, and then we were, man, smoking on some herb, man. By the time we got there, man, we were ready. We were lit. So, man, and that demon had us hype. That music, yeah. I'm serious about that part, y'all. I would love to know, what was they drinking? I mean, damn, what kind of drug, 24 hours? Within 24 hours, what kind of music? And I bet y'all, if they did something like that, a survey, the research, I bet you a lot, it'll tell you a lot about the influence. They was under the influence of the motherfucking drugs and this murder music when they did some of these crimes. The shooting and the killing, the robbing and the murder and the raping that we're seeing in our communities. Bet you it is important to those type of things. All right, y'all. I'll see y'all on next time. I'm up out of here, man. Brother Ariyah Yahwadai Israel up in his house right here for Culture Freedom Radio Network. Amen. Clean yourselves up, brothers and sisters. That's all I'm going to say. This is the last time I ever, like I said, touched this subject. And again, for the record, this subject matter was not targeted at any individual. It's just a message that I want y'all just to hear, man. We're going to continue to keep going down the road of hurting and harming our fucking selves because a lot of the shit that we are involving ourselves in, it ain't just somebody because they're pushing it out there. Like I said, if you say the white man ain't putting a motherfucking AKA, I mean, that's an AKA, y'all, AK-47 or AR-15 to your goddamn head and say, smoke this. If the motherfucker, listen, it's on you. I don't give a damn what they put out there. It's up to you to do it. They might try to encourage it to do whatever. What they say, man, what their slogan was back in the days, y'all, just say no. Remember, they had campaigns about that shit. Just say no to drugs. Now we are just saying yes, yes, yes. Give me more. Like that, more money, more money, more money. Give me more drugs, give me more drugs, give me more drugs. They chemically messing us up, brothers and sisters. They are racing, messing your mind up easily, easily now. You allow on your adversary, the enemy, to easily mess you up. easily mess you up. Like I said, like they said in DC, come get you a bag of this weed. All you gotta do is let us give you this vaccine. That's all. That's all. Come get you some free smoke. Get this vaccine and get you something to smoke. Ease your mind. Peace y'all, I'm up out of here.